Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hanging out with you on this Friday evening. It is the John Chuck Reese Show. Don't forget, we'll do a rank 'em tonight, so you can hit us up on the text line at 404-741-0929. Also on my Twitter page at JMCH316. Of course, the station's at 92.9 The Game, and we ask you to download the radio.com app so that you can always catch us on the go. Watching some Braves and Mets, very frustrating, you know, and how, you know, the Braves have, you know, Braves, how Snitker has handled this, you know, bullpen tonight. And every time the Braves get a little bit of a rally going, they seem to, you know, bring another guy in that can't throw a strike tonight. But anyway, that aside, I ranted enough about that, you know, in the last segment. Frustrating enough as it is. But we thought we'd take this opportunity to speak to one of our friends, of course, a former colleague of mine here on 92.9 The Game. We go out to the waitfor.com hotline. We are joined by our friend, the great Bob Berger. We used to call this segment At the Copa. And listen, folks, the best way for me to describe Bob, listen, if you need a very quick tutorial, okay, if you're not familiar with Bob and his work, Bob has covered everything. Bob has been everywhere, and Bob has had everybody. He joins us now. Bob, how are you, my friend?
Hello, stranger. How are you? I'm good.
Man, I am. I'm doing well. You know, we have been remote broadcasting. You know, from the confines of our place, and been doing that since the pandemic, and we're getting through it. So, how are you? How is the family? Everybody good, safe, healthy? Everybody doing good?
Yeah, everybody's good. My daughter's got two friends over tonight for a sleepover, so we'll see how that goes. I may not be in great shape in the morning, but so far, so good.
You know, Bob, we wanted to have you on because we lost one of the great ones. And look, you of course, everybody knows you have the reputation. You were one of the great bon vivants. You were one of the great raconteurs. You know, of course, you know, you and Namath hanging out at the Copa, you and Whitey and Mick and everybody just, you know, doing your thing. But we lost one of the great ones the other day, and I remember the pictures and everything. We lost the great Regis Philbin. By the way, too, a huge wrestling fan, going back to his days in California on radio with when he'd bring Freddie Blassie on. You knew Reg.
Pencil Neck Geek.
Yes, absolutely. The great hit song,
You
Pencil Neck Geek. Yes. You know, too, Bob, the thing about Fred Blassie is Ali used to say that it was Gorgeous George that he stole, like, the promo aspect of. But in reality, after he met Freddie Blassie, when he went over to wrestle Inoki in Japan, and Freddie Blassie was his manager over there for that, he realized that it was Freddie Blassie was the guy that he was, you know, that was inspiring him to do, like, you know, sting like a butterfly, you know, float like a bee or whatever it was. But it was Freddie Blassie who was the big influence on Muhammad Ali in his promo. See, that may be a nugget that you didn't even know about.
I think I did know that. Classy Freddie Blassie.
Yeah.
I think you told me, you know, a couple of years ago, and that's where I knew it. But I did hear that story, and it probably did come from you.
Now, what about Regis? I mean, one of the greats.
The best.
I'm sure you guys ran in the same circles. I mean, I'm sure you guys passed each other around. There's got to be some good stuff with Regis, right?
Well, first of all, you know, today he was laid to rest at Notre Dame. He's buried at Notre Dame. You know, his beloved alma mater, and he gave money to the school, and he cherished what that institution stood for. And, you know, Regis was a guy who I think anybody who even just met him, I'm not saying you had to be friends with him. If you met him, you knew that he was genuine and that he loved people. I mean, he was great at what he did. And he did everything from wrestling to game shows to talk shows to exercise shows when his career was in a bit of a slump. You know, I'm old enough to remember him. The first recollections I have of Regis was when he was Joey Bishop's co-host. So that was probably, mid-60s, late-60s. You know, I'm old enough to remember that. And, you know, he's somebody, he had a career that, you know, spanned decades and a variety of venues. And I think the one thing, maybe not one thing, many things probably came across to anybody who watched him was that you just thought he was a nice guy. You could relate to him. You know, he came through the TV screen or through the radio that, hey, you know, Regis and I could be friends. And he certainly was an idol of mine. Looked up to him, loved him, followed his career, whatever he was doing, including an exercise show on Lifetime, whatever it was on at probably, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning on a Friday. But a couple of years ago, I got a chance to meet Regis. And it was a friend of mine. His name is Rich Ackerman, who's a sportscaster up in New York. And the ACK became buddies with Regis because they were going to the same gym. And Rich was working at WFAN at the time. Now he works for the CBS Sports Radio Network. But so Regis comes in, sees the ACK, and says, hey, I've heard that voice before. I listened to you on WFAN. And Rich said, yeah, you do. Hey, great. Nice to meet you. And they became buddies. I mean, close friends. And for the first, I think, 6 months of their relationship, Regis thought his name was like Silverman. And one day he walked into the gym and said, your name's not Silverman, it's Ackerman. Why didn't you correct me? And of course, my friend is kind of a schleppy guy. Hey, whatever, whatever. And then Regis put him on his TV show and tried to get him a date, tried to get him a girlfriend. That didn't work out because, you know, the ACK isn't one who has, I would say, great people skills.
Well, he's not you, Bob. I mean, he doesn't have the game that a Bob Berger does. He's not the rock on tour that a Bob Berger was in his heyday.
Few do, but you know, he's the type of person that if he took the girl out to a restaurant, would take his own silverware because he's a meat freak out to the restaurant. So that kind
so
of
he's Jack Nicholson.
You know, they set him up, and that kind of fizzled. And the ACK, you know, sits at home right now and is a lonely guy.
Wow.
It was the ACK's 50th birthday. I get invited up to a steakhouse, a very famous steakhouse in New York, Peter Luger's. And so I fly up for the night, and I got to meet Regis and got a couple of pictures taken with him. And I got to tell you, as somebody who's been in this business for a long time and has been fortunate enough to meet a lot of people, many who I admired and probably never thought I would get to meet, Regis was one of those guys I always wanted to meet and had dinner with him. And, you know, it's something I'll always look back on as a thrill. But as somebody, as a viewer, as a listener, the guy was magic.
What was his drink of choice?
You know, I don't think Regis was drinking that night. I don't know if he was much of a drinker. You know, he's kind of a health fanatic. So I'm not sure if he was much of a drinker. Yeah. You know, I had a little steak, little shrimp cocktail, you know. But I don't recall Regis and drinking anything maybe more than a soda, maybe a glass of water. But everybody who came by that table, and there were probably 15 of us at the table that night, everybody who walked by the table came over to say hi to Regis. Regis was as gracious as you would think he would be from watching him all those years on TV. And everybody in the restaurant loved him. Go outside. People on the street want to take pictures. You know, he talked to everybody, posed for every picture. He was just a sweet guy, a really nice guy. And I think part of the magic of Regis Philbin was that came through.
How long were he and Joy together, too, his wife? I mean, they were together a long time, right? I mean, they had been together quite a while.
Yeah, I would guess they were probably together over 40 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's got, you know, he was married the first time, had a couple of kids, and then married Joy and has a couple of daughters who were, you know, probably around 30 years old now, I would guess, maybe even older than that. But, yeah, I would guess they were probably together for about at least 40 years.
Now, I'm guessing he probably came up and wanted to meet you as well. I mean, you know, I'm sure, again, Regis is a smart enough and savvy enough guy to know about your reputation that he probably came over as well and said, hey, I know you're Bob Berger. I don't want to get too deep here or anything like that. I know you're the great Bob Berger and stuff like that. So I'm guessing,
I told him it was okay. I told him it was okay to approach me.
Okay.
That he should not fear approaching
that's,
me.
Yeah.
And that, you know, if he wanted to, I could make some time in my busy schedule to hang out. But not for too long.
No, and you weren't going to do the workout stuff that he was going to do. I mean, he could come over and hang out, but, you know, if he's not going to have a cocktail, then, I mean, for God's sakes, Bob, I mean, you know, I mean, you guys aren't going to go jogging together, for God's sakes. I mean, you know, he needs to come on your terms, right?
That's right. Well, yeah, if you're going to be with Bob Berger, you got to be on Bob Berger's terms. I think that's the first time I've ever used a third person while referring to myself. But it may catch on.
Oh, no, I agree. Listen, you should do more of that. Bob, it took you this many decades in the business to finally put yourself in a third person sentence? I mean, come on, man. You hung around Ricky Henderson and all these guys. You should have practiced that by now.
I think it started with Bo Jackson. I think it was Bo Jackson who started that whole third-person thing.
Boy, I don't know. Didn't Ricky kind of do it, though? Ricky was famous for it back in the 80s about, you know, Ricky don't do this, Ricky don't do that. You know, I mean, maybe it was Bo, but I always link it to Ricky Henderson was kind of the leader of all that. And I'm surprised that, you know, you hadn't adopted something like this. I mean, look,
Soccer.
You're one of the great rock on tours. You could have done it.
Well, maybe I'll have to do it in the third act of my life.
So what are you doing nowadays, too, as we got a couple minutes here left? What are you doing with yourself nowadays, Bob?
Not much. I hang out. I hang with the dog. You know, school will be starting again in, what, 3 weeks for us here in Fulton County.
Yeah,
so, it's going to be remotely.
My daughter starts Monday.
Yeah, it starts Monday, huh? Remotely?
No, you're going to class.
Oh, face-to-face? Yeah, well, we were going to be face-to-face here in Fulton County until a couple of weeks ago. Now we're going to start remotely. But I think they may try and work the kids back into some class hours face-to-face starting in after Labor Day. So hopefully, fingers crossed, that'll go through. But, you know, I just really spend the whole day making sure I have enough money that I don't have to work.
Oh, yeah. No, I understand. Yeah. And listen, we know you were in the radio business for so long. The pay was so good that, I mean, how could you? I mean, it's a wonder you didn't retire years before that because the pay was so good.
Well, I got to tell you, at one time, believe it or not, the pay in radio was good.
Oh, yeah.
You could make a living, save money, and retire. Those days, I'm afraid, for most people, are gone.
Yeah. Listen, nighttime radio in Atlanta, even in a top 8 media market, Bob,
well,
I know the feeling.
You're doing it because you love what you do.
Oh, I do.
You want to make money, and you need to make money to survive, and you want to live a lifestyle that you want to live. But you love what you're doing. If you weren't on the radio right now, you'd be wishing you were on the radio right now.
That is true. That is true. Or hanging out and having dinner with Bob Berger. Bob, listen, it's always a pleasure, my friend. We're definitely going to stay in touch with you. Glad to hear everybody's doing well. Stay safe, my friend. Be healthy. Be happy.
How's your daughter? How's your daughter doing? What grade's your daughter
going
into
great.
Now?
She starts middle school. If you can believe it, she starts middle school. She starts sixth grade on Monday.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Trust me. We went to orientation, and I was like, I can't believe I'm going to another school with her already. Like, I can't believe we've moved on. So.
I can't believe it.
Be well, my friend. Yeah.
Well,
Bob, love you, brother.
Be good, man. Say hi to everybody at the station. I miss everybody.
I will do that.
Maybe not everybody, but most everybody.
Well, I got a story we
some
can talk about
there.
But anyway,
there anymore, you know, whatever.
Yes, yes, yes. I know, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was just yes. Thank you, Bob. Yeah. We'll see you, buddy.
Adios.
We get back from the top of the hour. Will be time for our NFL squib kick. John Chuck Rochelle hanging out with you on this Friday evening. Sports Radio 910 The Game and on your radio.com app.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.